and welcome back to Extra Featured Entertainment. Today we have a good old boy who brought me a film called Down and Yonder. You guys want to hear southern accents and a bunch of guys drive around in a pickup truck and wearing hats? This is the film for you. It's about bonding, friendship, and a little bit of romance, I think. Jeff James, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice having you on the show. I love the accent. Great. So, watching your film Down Yonder, it looks like you shot your hometown.
We did. We did. We shot around, it's called Chickamauga, Georgia, and the surrounding areas where I grew up, graduated from high school, and live in today. So, I'm still here. But yeah, we shot here in the, I think it was the summer of 2015. That's when we shot.
Hang on, 2015, it's 2018. When did this film come out?
Oh yeah, we just released it a couple months ago.
So I need to ask, what took so long?
Oh yeah, it was our first feature. We'd only done shorts before that. And this was the first thing we ever done where we actually had a crew that wasn't like the four of us. So we had a crew of probably 15 or so. We actually had, for us it was money. We had a whole budget of $30,000. So for us that was like, wow. We realized that's not a lot. And so it pretty much it was just learning. Once we shot it, we needed two extra days. So we had to get really more money for that. And really it was just figuring out post-production. We didn't set up a sound designer before it. We found, a great one. We forgot about color correction, so we had to, our DP luckily learned and did it for us. It was just, and then we had to get a composer. It was things that just kept popping up that were like, oh, crap, we forgot about that. We just wanted to shoot it and thought, oh, everything else will just come along, and that was not the case.
So we got to go into this a bit more. You just dropped the big bomb on me.
Yeah.
So how did you fundraise $30,000? You asked your family and friends?
Yeah, we did an Indiegogo, and from the Indiegogo, we raised about $14,000, and then we got another probably six from family and friends outside of that Indiegogo, and then we raised the additional probably about
$10,000. Okay,
so we came from us.
So you're doing short films. You're only four of you. Now you have a crew of 15.
Yeah.
How'd you feed them? You had no idea how to do that either, I don't think.
Well, that part most of it we just lucked out with. That part, we had catering from restaurants around the town that did it for free. And then we had family members and friends that, would cater like barbecue and, all kinds of stuff for us. So we had all our catering was free from our town. So that helped out. So that's not even a budget with – the budget includes like Crafty – but did not include any meals. All the meals were taken care of for all of our crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to have to ask us, because I love Southern barbecue, one of my favorite meals.
How close
is that barbecue to the set? Because I don't think I could work if all I'm smelling is barbecue.
it's pretty impressive. It was pretty impressive. We had a lot of pulled pork, chicken, because that was another thing that was kind of funny about we had to be very careful about people on the crew that were vegetarians, vegans. So there had to always be another option, like with that.
Southerners are not vegetarians.
No, not many.
They need to come up to Vancouver or Canada or New York. They can go to a vegetarian restaurant. They got to learn. They're in the wrong place.
We have big portions here, so we one meal goes a long way.
That's good to hear. Well, let's get into your film a bit.
Okay.
You start off the film. You got a guy sitting in the back of the truck. I don't even know who these guys are yet. He looks like he's been there for days. So I guess my question is, did you want him to look like he'd been there for days? Because, obviously I know what happens and how you get to that scene later on because you spice up the film. But he looks dirty, tired. He doesn't look like he was eating some barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was what we were going for. We wanted it to be kind of where they always looked like they were hot and sweaty, which I can tell you that was real because we filmed it in June. Or I'm sorry, we filmed the end of July, beginning of August. So we were all hot out there. It was probably 90 degree weather, humid. Oh yeah, it was rough.
Oh.
So a lot of that was we wanted to look dirty, but we were also were dirty because we were sweating all the time. Now Sugar Baby, who was in the back of the truck, I never washed. So we were I wore different clothes, but I kept the same pants on. So those pants were not washed the entire time.
I thought so. It looked like it. I didn't want to force your issue, but I'm like, that thing looks dirty.
And the director, Chris, he was like, you know, I think you shouldn't take a shower the whole time we're filming. And I was like, you know, I'm going to stop you there. I think for everybody's safety, I need to shower. Like, you know, we need to shower. It's going to be fine. I'll look dirty. I can look dirty. Oh. It's fine.
So in Sugar Baby's truck, there's a toy on the dash, like a Moon yes. Man, I think it is. What, and you never reference that in the film.
Well, it might be hard to catch. It is, so when Mason gives him that in the restaurant,
yes.
Mason, so Mason remembers, because when we learn it with the letters later on, Sugar Baby wanted to be an astronaut.
Right.
So, and I think that's, Mason actually remembered, which is kind of telling when Wally couldn't even remember it, you know. And so I think what we wanted the astronaut to really what we wanted it to mean was that, you know, Sugar Baby did have, you know, he wasn't always somebody that was content. He did have dreams at one time. And there's still, even though he does like being in his hometown and does like the community aspect, he still has dreams. And I think that's why we kind of wanted to keep the astronaut, like, no matter what your dreams are, you know, his could just be, you know, wanting to fall in love with the shop girl or the shop clerk. You know, that was kind of what we wanted the astronaut to kind of symbolize for him. Long-winded.
So the house you were shooting in, where did you find the house? Whose was it?
Okay, so the main house was my brother's.
See, I knew it was somebody in the family. It always is, so I always want to know.
Yeah, he's my brother. I asked him if we could... I said, hey, can we use your porch? And when we came over to do to set deck, we said, hey, can we use your kitchen, your bedrooms, your living room? Can we use everything? And he was like, yeah, okay, sure. In the scene where I speed off in my truck,
yes.
And the tires kind of, well, I was an accident. Didn't mean to do that. Yeah, and that was his yard. And I was like, okay. So when I drove back after the scene, he looked at me funny. He goes, hey, did you mean to do that? And I was like, no. He goes, I was about to say, you're a real jerk for spending out my yard. I was like, no, man, I'm sorry. That was not – wasn't meant to happen.
So the pictures on the fridge aren't you guys. They're your brother's kids?
They are so the picture on the fridge in the beginning at Wally's apartment – Those are Chris Schultz, and the one that we use as us as kids, that is me, and that is our DP, Benson Green, because we all grew up together. We've known each other since elementary school. So Ben kind of looked like Wally in elementary school, so we're like, it'll pass for Wally.
Nah.
It'll be fun.
Well, I got to admit, I wasn't studying it. I knew, I'm like, I got to ask what's going on with the photos. And this may be a weird question, but could you guys mention it? Real sweet tea. Is it that good?
Oh, it's good.
Because I've never had it. So it's just, I have to ask.
Well, and I a lot of people that haven't had it before, now, it makes them cringe a little bit. Because it is, there is some sweet tea that is so cold, and you can almost... taste the sugar, like you can almost feel it crunch in your teeth. Like it's that's what I'm like, oh, that's now I can't have it much for, you know, it's health reasons, it's probably not good, but every once in a while it is, to me it's amazing to have it on a hot day. Oh yeah, sugar rush, everything, it's great.
Okay, I will attempt next time I get down there to try some. The forest, you guys spend a lot of time in the forest.
Yeah.
So was the forest nearby the house, or was it a totally different location?
It was a totally different location. Because everything was probably in the – every location was – proximity-wise was probably about 10 minutes away from each other.
Okay.
Wasn't far at all. The woods was a good friend of ours named Craig. It was his aunt's Woods. And he was, you know, we were kind of looking for something that had a little, it is silly to say Woods had character, but they had a little bit of character that was kind of open in certain spots. And so we walked around quite a bit, and we wanted it to be not a far walk for our crew, you know, so we don't have to walk all the way out in these woods and walk all the way back with equipment and everything. But so we found a perfect location in his aunt's house that we thought had, you know, character, had some Woods character.
So I guess so you're wearing a phenomenal hat a lot. Is that to do with the astronaut, or is just what you like to wear?
Well,
because you're wearing a hat now, so.
Well, we did a. It's funny. We did a short film, which was with the characters Sugar Baby and Wally.
And you didn't send that to me.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
No, I'm shocked. Usually, people if it's got the same characters, I should. And then I go from the short to the lead, then I would have more information, right?
Yeah, yes, because it does give it gives them a little bit of backstory, and kind of, it almost kind of leads up to Down in Yonder, especially with the part of moving on. Wally is thinking about it then, you know, about being older and not having a great job, and, you know. I'll send it to you. It's the Future West. It's about 20 minutes. Okay. We shot it 2013.
I just meant when you send this film out to people, you might want to include that one so we have some. It might help me out a bit. Asking questions. So back to the hat. So the hat's to do with this short I haven't seen.
Yes. Well, see, not really. We went shopping. We were like, okay, what does Sugar Baby need to wear? Because most of all that Sugar Baby wears is just stuff that I wear. I mean, I wear flannel all the time. I love hats and everything.
Aren't you hot?
Huh?
It's 90 degrees, you're wearing pants.
I know. I do it. I'm weird. I don't know why. I love pants and flannel. I let it sweat. Because sometimes, though, when you're sweating, you know, when you got flannel on, you can't see it. You know, so it catches. And yeah, so there's a method.
No.
but the phenomenal hat, we found it at a thrift store. We made sure that it was okay, like, online. If it was it looks like somebody just made a hat, put phenomenal on it, and then they turned it into a Goodwill store. So that hat was just, I wore it for the first short, and then when we were going to do the film, Chris, who wrote it and directed it, was just like, yeah, you just keep wearing it. He goes, I think that hat, I love that hat. I was like, okay.
That's
pretty much like, it was just, we just thought it was like a neat little, like, Sugar Baby would wear a phenomenal hat after a while. Like, okay, yeah, he would, sure.
That's pretty good. You have a scene that's got a store in town where you both go to visit.
Yes.
I thought the dialogue was excellent. It made me laugh. I thought it was a very well-crafted scene. I thought you guys went in, out, came out, did what you're supposed to do there. I mean,
well, thank you.
At other times I find in the film you guys linger a little bit too much, but I can see that because it's your first film, and I can tell that.
Right.
But don't worry about that. I'm not going to harp on it. I'm just saying I like to give people credit where credit is due.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
So it did. I'm going to ruin with the joke because she has herpes. Maybe laugh so hard. So how did the actress feel about that?
You know, Regina, she drove. Okay, so when she shot, it was crazy. That was our last day. That was our last scene we shot.
Of the movie?
Of the first 9 days.
Okay.
So we had to go back and film the later scenes where they look a little old. That was almost a year later when we shot the other stuff.
That makes
That's
sense.
Why Wally's a little fatter and I have a beard. No, that was our last day. She drove down from Atlanta. Awesome actress. Drove down. We're in the middle of nowhere. We lost the keys to our grip truck. So it took, So we had, it took, you know, a while for us to get all of our equipment that was in the grip truck there. It took hours to get what we needed there to set up. So we didn't, I mean, that day ended at like probably 2 a.m. And Regina, you know, of course she knew her line. She had it down. Because we only filmed probably once we had everything going, it probably only took maybe an hour. I mean, she was on point with everything. And she was so game. She thought it was hilarious. you know, she was like, because we tried to, you know, she had read the script, and we were just like, you know, we don't want this to, in any way, to be like we're making fun of her. This is, you know, this is Sugar Baby being an idiot.
I didn't take it as that. I thought Wong was making fun of Sugar Baby.
Right, right. And she was totally, she thought it was hilarious. Like, she's been one, such a big supporter since we were in post-production. She's come to she's come to all the premieres. She came to a few of the film festivals. Like, she's awesome, and she just she thought that was hilarious. Every time, like, we watch it with her, she just thinks it's, she's like, oh, that's great. I'm glad I got to, like, have that response to you being an idiot. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
It's probably my favorite scene in the movie. I think that,
awesome.
That is my favorite
scene. I was like, I don't think anybody's going to like that. Like,
oh, I couldn't stop laughing. It works perfectly. I thought that it seems like a real conversation you would have with your friend.
Right.
And to me, that's why it works. It wasn't so much the production. It was just something I would do.
Right.
And it worked for me because it made me laugh. And I'm not an easy person to make laugh. So I like to laugh, and I like how that came out of nowhere.
Awesome, awesome.
Now, I always like to ask, you're in a restaurant having dinner with Wally or lunch or something. Was the food good?
Oh, yeah. Well, they actually catered, let's see. It's what we call here a meat and three type place. So you can have, like, it's like meatloaf and three vegetables. So they have, like, okra, collard greens. You know, they are a good restaurant in actual Chickamauga. And their food's good. And they gave us, it was awesome. They're like, yeah, we'll cook you up like a hamburger and French fries. Do you want it for that? I was like, yeah, I want it for, yeah, sure, yeah. So their food was really good. We were very happy about that. I was very happy about being able to eat in that scene. It was nice.
Right in front of the crew, taking a big bite.
Obviously. Oh, yeah.
Now, Wally is never nice to Sugar Baby. I don't know why he hangs out with him.
I don't know. You know, it's like that guy that you know that's in your friends group, and you're always like, you know, you hang out with them, and when you're around other people, like, oh, yeah, man, they're funny. And then you're with them by yourself, like, man, why do I hang out with them? Like,
I was wondering why Sugar Baby would hang out with him. You just should smack him in the face and move on with his day.
Yeah, and Sugar Baby is like one of those characters or one of those people that he will really take a lot. Like, it took him almost that whole summer to have a blow-up, probably their whole lives to have a blow-up with Wally.
I felt that. I did
it built
really
up that long.
Okay, I want to go to the bar location. I thought the dialogue, again, was very crisp.
Awesome.
I thought it worked. I thought you guys, again, I think you guys need the dialogue scenes. When you guys actually are in a scene together as opposed to in the forest or something, I think you guys work well together there. Again, I did notice you guys had known each other for a while. I didn't feel you were actors. I felt this was something you guys would normally do to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And is that right?
Oh, me and Chris?
Yeah, like bust each other's balls or something?
Well, you know, it's funny. Me and Chris are friends that plays Wally, Chris Schultz. But no, we've never really hung out.
Okay.
Honestly, because he lives in Atlanta, I live here, and me and him randomly, we met through friends in California. And then I met him once, and then we were doing the Future West and the film that had the characters before, and he had come back from California. We're like, we can't find an actor to play Wally. Let's just see if Chris will, you know, we remember Chris Schultz. So he was amazing, but no, we're friends, but we're not like, we don't talk much. It's just, it's weird how when we just kind of started shooting, it's a weird, like, dynamic we have when we are together doing that, but otherwise we're just kind of, you know, acquaintance friends.
Oh, good. Well, it works well. Again, I think you guys are in sync a lot, so maybe that's the way it works.
Yeah, and he's such a nice guy, too, so it's easy to get along.
What are you drinking in the bar?
What are we drinking? It's a mixture of Diet Pepsi and tea. We just kind of made a concoction that kind of looked brown. So it about made Chris Schultz die. He hated that.
Did you drink it?
I love Diet Coke. I'll drink it all day.
So hold on. Half Diet Coke, half tea.
Yeah.
Sweet tea?
Because it gave it like a weird brown look.
Yeah.
That kind of darker brown. And we're like, hey, that'll work if y'all can, you know, gulp it down a little bit, you know, because we didn't use beer. And the beer bottles we have throughout were, we just bought beer bottles, and our DP made the designs. Okay. One's called Rowdy Lot, one's called Lesler Lot. I don't know where he got either of those, but yeah. So really just Diet Pepsi and tea.
And I don't know. I can't go there. I think it's Wally that drops his cell phone in the sink.
Yes.
Is it a real cell phone? Because it looks like one.
It was one that our director's that he had. It's just an old one he had sitting around, and he's always wanted to do the cell phone and the rice thing. Like, that is something he was like, oh yeah, we should put it in there. I'm like, okay. I was like, does it really work? And no, he's like, yeah, it'll work.
It's supposed to work. Yeah. So I was kind of like, why does he have a cell phone in the bathroom? I just like, one of those things. Why is your cell phone out?
And then me, like, I was like, you know, it would be really hard for me to act like I'm dropping that in that water. And Chris Schultz, he did. It'd have been hard. I'd have been like, oh, I'd had to do it so many times. Probably it would have been, you know, miserable. But yeah, I don't know. Chris Schultz, he dropped that thing like a master. I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Sorry, I flipped my page by accident. I would have liked a little more explanation at the beginning who the girl is to Wally. I found that was a big problem for me. I was trying to figure out, are they in a relationship? Is it his sister? And then obviously I got it as the film went on. Right. I understood. Okay, they're dating, blah, blah, blah. I got that.
Right.
But I wanted a little bit more establishment on that earlier so I knew what was going on. I don't know if you've had that feedback from other people or...
Yeah. Well, and that's actually one thing we got... When we were kind of getting notes on what we had shot, and it kind of got to the, like, because when I first saw it, and kind of what I've seen is they seem more connected, you know, on the first part of the film where he's meeting her and everything. The second part, there's a little bit of a, because like, you know, when you're in a relationship, they talk very like they've only been together for a month or so is how they're talking at first. So I think that kind of throws it off. But I don't know. I think it was just, I think what happened there is just we were in such a grind to get that done. And it had been almost a year since we had filmed with Emily, who played Mara. And I think that might've had something to do with it. Just that day feeling kind of rushed. And then when we got the notes about it, they're like, well, you should film it again. And we were like, well, you know, we don't have the money to film it again. But, you know, in a perfect world, we would have filmed it again, kind of got them a little more comfortable with each other again.
Yeah, because they don't look comfortable at all with each other. Look very. She looks stiff.
Yes.
I don't know why she does, but she just does to me.
Right. And that's a note. It's funny. That's a note we've gotten. And we were like, oh man, should we try to find like the money to shoot it again? And should we? Because it was kind of hard. She lives in, I think she still lives in Nashville, but she was doing a play, I think, in Washington at the time. And so we had to wait. I mean, it was almost like 8 months for her schedule to open up. So we were kind of like, we might not ever be able to get Emily back. So we're like, okay, well, you know, we'll kind of rush it. But yeah, that is definitely one note we've gotten. And if we had to go back, I would love to redo a lot of that scene.
Oh, so it's not just me. I feel bad asking questions.
No, that is actually one big note we got when we were really doing the rough cuts of the film.
Okay, but I only have one question left for you. See, look how fast you're going through them. the letters in the box, where does that idea originate from?
That is something that our director, a lot of stuff, so Chris, our director, and he wrote it too, and he edited it too, he is, he's very sentimental, and a lot of that script is kind of, when we lived in California together, he was homesick, and that's when he, really essentially when he started writing Down in Yonder. The first incarnations of it. And the letters is something that he did when he was a child, and he still has those letters. I don't think he's opened his up yet. He's still waiting. But no, it's something that he did, I think, every few years when he was a kid, he would write to himself in the future.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, and I think most of his work, because he was a huge, you know, Jurassic Park, I think when he was a kid, it was huge for him. He loved it. Not, you know, everybody loved it, but so I'm sure his probably say, I want to be a director, I want to be a writer. His will probably be like on point with who he is now.
Oh, wow.
But no, that is definitely him. That's something that he did when he was a child, that he started. And I think he's been thinking about it that long where he put it in this.
That's cool. That's really cool. Do you want to play fun questions?
Sure.
Okay. Favorite film?
Favorite film, Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell.
That's a strange choice.
I know. I don't know why I love it. First time I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is, you know, the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I was just totally shocked by it and why I would. I think when I saw it, to be long-winded, when I saw it, I was in college. And I wasn't necessarily, like anybody in college is happy, but I wasn't really happy. I didn't know really what I wanted to do. And then I saw that movie and I was like, man, that he just, you know, he's not either. And he actually is doing a career. So it just kind of inspired me to maybe just be happy.
That's cool. I love the film. It's just not a film I hear often ever from anybody. You're the first. That's cool. It's Friday night. Your buddies are over. What film do you put on?
Oh, let's see. One that I like to watch my buddies is Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. I could watch that. What else do I watch Friday night? We'd probably watch Chris. He's really into B horror movies right now. So we would probably have like a B horror movie night. We have a buddy that's from here, from the area. He grew up around Dalton, Georgia, but his name's Jeff Burr, and he was a horror movie director. He did the third Texas Chainsaw Massacre, film. So usually, like, we'll like text him, be like, hey, we're watching one of your horror movies. You know, he's like, no, get away. Don't do it. And I'm like, no, we're doing it. We'd probably do that on a Friday night too, just to have fun with him.
So I have a question. You ever brought him over and put it on just to bug him?
Oh no, he wouldn't do it. He would, if we even like hinted at that, he'd probably be like, no. Cause two, he's like one of the most humble people ever. So he wouldn't even be close to like being at a viewing that he's done. He would never want to be there.
Why not?
I don't know.
That's
great.
It's your
awesome.
Thing. You're at the movie theater. What do you order?
Oh, hot dog. I love movie theater hot dogs. I don't know why. Second would be popcorn for sure. I get a large drink because now they have the unlimited like fountains here where you can just get whatever you want. So yeah, I would a large drink, hot dog, popcorn. Yeah, that's probably what I get.
Last film seen in theaters?
Avengers. Infinity Wars. Yeah, saw that last week.
Yeah,
before that was Isle of Dogs. It was great too. So, two great weekends.
I've not seen Isle of Dogs yet, but I will.
You love it.
I've seen every other one of his movies. So tell everybody where they can find your film and that kind of stuff.
Sure. Well, next we are going to a film festival in Canada. I believe it's its first year. I want to say it's in Ontario.
Okay, you're getting closer to my house.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let me see. Let me check. Double check here.
Oh, look at this guy. Not even prepared.
I know. Oh, I can't believe it. It starts with a W. What is my film festival called?
Windsor?
Okay. Walkerville Film Festival in Ontario.
Well, I never heard of it.
Yeah. It's its first year, and we were shocked that we were accepted into a Canadian film festival. We were very happy. But yeah, so that's the next thing that we've got is Walkerville. After that, we'll probably have a few more screenings near Atlanta. But as far as we're just waiting on probably we're waiting on about 30 or so film festivals to see if we've got in after that. So Walkerville will be the next one.
Okay, it's right beside Detroit. I looked it up. I know where it is now.
It's like you just jump right over.
Yes, pretty much. Well, I'm glad your film's doing well, and I hope you guys continue. What's your next future project? Are you guys doing more of these, or?
Yeah, we've got a short film called Get the Van Running that should be out. We wanted it mid-May, but it'll probably be at the end of May. So I'll definitely let you know when that's out. It's totally different than what we've done. It's two women that are in a punk rock band. Their van goes down on the side of the road, so it's them trying to figure out how to get it going, and it ends the ending is pretty unbelievable.
Gotta be quiet. Yeah. Gotta give you suspense. Don't ruin it.
So that's the next one called Get the Van Running, and then we're in pre-production right now. For a feature to film June 2019. It's going to be here where we filmed the other ones.
So free food again.
Yes, and it's actually based on – it's one of the characters, the Mason character. It's more of a family drama comedy about his family. And right now it's got a guy named Corey Ryan Forster who's from here, and he's a part of the Well-Read Comedy Tour with the Liberal Redneck. Anybody's ever heard of the Liberal Redneck? And then Dwayne Whitaker is going to play his dad. Dwayne was in Pulp Fiction. He was Maynard. He's been a lot of things. I think I believe he wrote From Dusk Till Dawn 2, and he stars in it too. But he's kind of known, I guess, a little bit more in the horror community. So we're planning on filming that in June of 2019. So we're pretty pumped to get that going.
Thank you for your time. I hope you had fun.
Absolutely. I loved it. It was awesome. I really appreciate you having me on here.
And have a great day. Enjoy your sweet tea.
I will. And thank you. And I can't wait to hear about when you have it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thank you for listening. Could you please give us an iTunes review? And also, if you'd like to donate, please do so at our homepage.